A week after the Million Mom March, the National Rifle Association is redoubling its efforts to rouse the faithful. Wrapping up its annual convention today in Charlotte, North Carolina, the group called on gun rights advocates to defeat Democratic presidential candidate Al Gore. Tomorrow, the NRA Board of Directors will confirm Charlton Heston for a third term as president of the organization. Heston has pledged to stop Gore and new gun control laws. NPR's Eric Westervelt has been at the convention this weekend. He sent us this report.
If last weekend's Million Mom March mobilized hundreds of thousands to hit the streets for gun control, the NRA convention here is rallying the gun rights faithful to counterpunch. In the sticky North Carolina heat, several hundred NRA members marched across Charlotte with signs reading, "Guns Save Lives." They also denounced the call for more gun laws.
Communist plot, always been two steps forward, one step back, so you kind of won't see it coming, you know what I mean? And when they knock on my door, it's not going to be pretty.
Lauren Jack from Mount Holly, like many here this weekend, sees the Million Moms' call for treating guns like cars as a step toward gun confiscation. Licensing of gun owners and registration of all weapons, he believes, is nothing less than a scheme to disarm America.
Stalin, Mao, Hitler, Mussolini all started their, prior to their confiscation, was mandatory registration. That generates their list. And so it may sound extreme, but I believe a mandatory registration law is just a prerequisite to mandatory confiscation and outright ownership ban. And if that's going to be the case, like I said, quit trying to do it with paper knives. Just bring the UN over here and start a war.
Presidential candidate Al Gore supports licensing of all new handgun owners. Jack says that's spurring gun owners to get even more politically involved. Michael, who didn't want his full name used, is a small business owner in the Charlotte area. He marched outside the convention center with his two sons. He says he was out to counter the Million Moms, and he believes most of those attending that rally were ignorant or worse.
Some are uninformed, some are freaks, some are wackos with their agenda. As you can see, this is a very peaceful crowd. We're solid citizens, and guns are not the problem. It's people's morals, it's their values, and they need to start telling the truth and telling it straight.
Inside the convention center, NRA members were rallying behind the election of actor Charlton Heston to an unprecedented third one-year term as president.
Patriot. He hasn't just spoken the word of God. He's also spent his life defending the freedoms God gave us. Today, with your rights under the...
With Heston as figurehead leader and spokesman, NRA membership and contributions are up substantially. The NRA hopes to have 4 million members by Election Day, prompting Heston to declare that the group is reinvigorated.
The NRA is back. All of this spells very serious trouble for a man named Gore.
The group's controversial executive director, Wayne LaPierre, kept up the withering verbal attack on the Democratic presidential candidate. LaPierre signaled that the group would be tapping its large political war chest for ads and mailings to defeat Gore, a candidate LaPierre says tries to scare average Americans by depicting a fictional world of out-of-control firearms.
An unreal world where guns are jumping off shelves, tumbling out of school lockers, guns are escaping onto our streets, flooding through quiet neighborhoods. Well, it's all a big, stinking, dangerous Al Gore lie.
Meantime, thousands packed the convention center floor to see, hold, and touch a dizzying array of guns and gun paraphernalia at the NRA gun show. The large Smith & Wesson booth got a mixed reception. It was usually packed with people checking out the company's .357 Magnums and other handguns. That despite the company's deal with the White House, which ended several lawsuits in exchange for design, safety, and distribution reforms. Others, however, did wear boycott Smith & Wesson buttons and T-shirts. Ted works in law enforcement in Western North Carolina and didn't want his last name used.
I feel that Smith & Wesson has made a deal with the devil, basically with their deal with government on the gun control thing, and I'm going to boycott Smith & Wesson from now on. I think basically Smith & Wesson has cut their own throat on this deal.
Several dealers at the convention said they simply weren't moving Smith & Wesson products like they used to. In his keynote address to NRA members at a banquet last night, Republican Congressman J.C. Watts blamed violence in society on cultural rot, which he said was led by Hollywood elites. Yet the NRA is relying on a Hollywood icon, hoping the familiar face and voice of Charlton Heston will lead to victory and access to the White House gates once again. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Charlotte, North Carolina.